for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Music from Arc de Soleil, and a very cool tune with a great name to boot. You just heard Riders of the Moon on the Jukebox. How you doing, folks? Julian Taylor here. I'm your host on this show, and I've got some really cool brand new music to play from an artist by the name of Galem, who is from Manitoba and now is living in Toronto. They are a multi-instrumentalist. Oh my God, why was that so hard to say? Anyway, Galen is a Métis artist building their own unique vibe and sound with vulnerable and poetic prose. Hope you dig this soulful groove. Here is Fragile on the Jukebox.
Soft eyes look upon me. Won't stay for day and lay with me. So were you, just not at the start. How'd you get so fragile? How'd you get so smooth? Like glass you cracked and I could see right through. How'd you get so fragile? How'd you get so thin? Thought your love was tough and made. How'd you get so fragile?
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Good, I'm going uptown. Hall of River to drown. Dirty water gonna cover me over, and I'm not gonna make a sound. I'm on a roll, mama, I gotta go. Gotta get there while I still can. Troubled days are behind me now, and I know they're gonna let me in. When you see me walking up the empty yard, just singing and clapping my hands, tell my mama I love. Father, I tried to give my money to my baby to spend. So, Lord, I'm going uptown to the Harlem River to drown. Dirty water gonna cover me over, and I'm not gonna make a sound. Good times come and they go, even a good man will break. He'll let his troubles bury him whole, even though he knows what's at stake. So I'm taking no chances, carrying over while I'm still good in his grace. And I'm no fool, mama, I know the difference between tempting and choosing my fate. So Lord, I'm going uptown to the Harlem River to drown. Going uptown.
the Harlem River to drown. Dirty water gonna cover me over, and I'm not gonna make a sound.
That's one of my favorite artists ever, Justin Town Earl. Harlem River Blues, and we share initials, JT. So sad to hear what happened to him. I love his father's music as well, and got to meet Steve opening up for him here in Toronto at the Danforth Music Hall. He is a very soft and lovely soul, and I can feel a lot of that in him, a lot of, you know, that loss and struggle. And also he's very, resilient as well. And his son is such a great artist. He's got a record that's attributed to his son. You got to check that out, as well as all of Justin's music. It is fantastic. Julian Taylor here, and I want to thank you all for joining me on the show. It is so lovely to be able to share music with you each and every week. So thank you to my team, to the station partners, to our sponsors, and of course you, the listeners, for always being awesome. We got some music from Shad. Used to be Shad K. I remember helping Shad get on the radio when I used to do radio promotion. And since then, he has put out an incredible array and catalog of music. He's been nominated for the Polaris Prize and shortlisted a few times, and also hosts an incredible show about hip-hop on Netflix. Speaking of incredible hip-hop artists, here's Snotty Nose Rez Kids. They are from Kitimat, BC, and they have done some incredible work breaking down barriers. Here is Red Future featuring Electric Field. Then it is Black Averageness by Shad on the Jukebox.
On. So you've heard of Black Excellence.
Yes.
I love Black Excellence. It's excellent. Unfortunately, this is not that.
Jared Dudley.
This is something different.
Very median.
Check it out. I'm one of a billion, paying the bills, man. Bills fan, live in a building. My only drama's all my children. I'm chill. Not broke, not rich. Only chalet that we go into is Siren Lake to a Fred Van Vliet. I'm like, switch, sure I miss. Fish you basic, well it is
what it is.
Look, I say that I'm busy, not that busy though. I'm no Diddy, look at the video. Wifey work for the city, pensions litty. Y'all should retire, I do admire those who aspire, but I don't really. Not trying to be flyer. Canadian Tire, life for us is already off the catastrophic. So shout out all my Africans that learn the data process to fatten up the pockets, deal with racist bosses. Stanley at the office, turn it off and watch this. All okay, only ball okay. I just want you to know that that's all okay. If you just rap okay, only trap okay. And you sing okay, like karaoke. Say, bizarre person. I look regular like a LeVar Burton. More into the Star Trek than the star searching. Hard working, shattered savage. Not a caddy, I'm just black with baggage. Daddy with daughter, I'd be happy if she matched the average. People want me to be bad, but I won't. People want me to like jazz, but I don't. Wish I did. Too many notes. Can I live at my crib? We just folks. I'm a man. Why I wanna be a goat? I just wanna see us cope. We eat the stars and we broke. Like you either make them laugh or you're a joke. I'm like, nope, I have every right to be like a B or a C with a do-rag on while I ski. They don't get it, melanin, paramedics, dentists, dental hygienists, or delivering for UPS or FedEx. Pop said it, you ball okay, if you just ball okay. I just want you to know that that's all okay. If you just rap okay, only trap okay, and you sing okay like karaoke.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Frida Payne from 1970 and Band of Gold. It's a song that was originally released back then and hit number 3 on the US Billboard Hot 100 and number 1 on the UK single chart. And then we never really hear about Frida again. The song was written by the great team at Motown, Holland, Dozer, and Holland. And she deserved a lot more attention, I think. She was a future member of the Supremes. I'm Julian Taylor. It's been a pleasure to host this show for you this week. I hope you've enjoyed all the music and the stories. Here is one more for you before we go. It's called Seeds, and it's by Lonnie Hawley. This is a song that really focuses on the abuse that he suffered and also the hardships and the transformation that came along with that. Themes of hope and themes of kindness are embraced by this artist and this song. This is from the album Tonky, and it was released this year. Hope you dig it. Lonnie Hawley with Seeds, our last song on the show. Until next week, ciao bananas, and remember, it's nice to be nice.
Chasing. Chasing memories. Something going on in your brain that keeps chasing you. If one would say, up your memories. Someone asks me, why did I do a song called I Woke Up in Up America? Chasing. Trying to capture you, to contain you, to control you, to make you fearful. You would get whipped and so abused. Slaves until they was buried in their graves, but just tossed along the wayside. Massive beyond. No individuality. No individuality. Sometime coming in by the shipload as slaves. Was not enough for the plan. God damn, that was not enough for the man. Damn, that was not enough. All about the fields that had to be worked. Not only the seed that had to be sorted out, planet deep, we had to work them right, or we would get our ass whipped and whipped and whipped until the pain would not let us rest at night. Sometimes we went to bed bloody, the sheets and the sprays had images from your blood drops. The whippings that your body had into. You didn't just want to cry. You wanted to die. You wanted to die. You wanted to die right there. You wanted to die. Nobody could come and give you no relief from nobody can come along. Seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, on over in 2 years. Captivity for me was Alabama Industrial School for Negro Children. Little Tonkin McElroy didn't know nobody, didn't know nobody. Get to see the children being beat every day the same way for the same damn thing. Because it was a repeat action. As you look at the old man sitting there whipping and whipping and whipping and whipping, whipping the bodies that passed along his way, lines of boys and cries of girls. You so afraid.
You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.
Stats can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.